You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. Thank God it's Friday. Thanks for joining us here today on this Friday. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're tuning into God's frequency here today on this Friday, whether or not you've tuned in at 6:30 a.m. on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. on 91.5 WMIE, or 5:30 in the afternoon on this Friday. Friday afternoon, thank God. The weekend is upon us. Here this weekend, I invite you guys to church. We would love to see you this Sunday morning. If you're new to the area, or if you are looking for a new church home for whatever that reason may be, I invite you guys to attend Island Community Church this weekend. My sermon is entitled Peter the Great. And if you've been tuned into this series in Acts, we're having an excellent time here in the Word of God. We're going to be in chapter 3 this week. We're seeing Peter is the clear leader of the church. And we're seeing the Lord do extraordinary things through Peter. And we're seeing some attributes that the Lord Jesus Christ had that now are in Peter. Peter is, if you will, an extension of the Lord here on earth. These things that Peter can do, he raises the dead. He knows what people are thinking about. He twice speaks people to death. When we get to chapter 5, he knows what's in people's hearts. These are the kind of things we're going to see the Lord doing through Peter. Here today, we're in chapter 3. He's going to give everyone another sermon, just like he did on the day of Pentecost. So that's where we're going to be Sunday morning. We would love to see you, Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet at 10:30 this Sunday. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Here on the radio, we're in John chapter 16. This started yesterday. Wrap it up here today. This is called, well, the sermon I've called The Long Night. It's all one big sermon. John chapters 14, 15, and 16. We're in chapter 16. Here's the rest of this message. God bless everyone. Have an awesome weekend. We'd love to see you here at church on Sunday morning. You'll hear that on the radio. Nevertheless, here coming up, you can watch the video of the sermon on our YouTube page, Island Community Church. Let's get into the Word.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, then the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Notice the conditional word if here used twice. The coming of the Holy Spirit of God is conditional. It's conditional on the Son of God leaving this world for reasons way above my pay grade. The two ministries do not coexist on earth. Yes, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, we just looked at that a minute ago. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit didn't start until 10 days after he departed this world on the day of Pentecost. All right, so here's a curious question. What happens here on earth when the ministry of the Holy Spirit is done? We're going to look at, there's actually an answer to that. If you would please turn with me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You guys, I've heard the writer, someone say it over here. 2 Thessalonians, a little book. After Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, then there's 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now I ask the question, what happens when the Holy Spirit's done? What happens when he's done? And is he going to be done? Does the Bible say what's going to happen? Yes, to answer that question. Here we go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. And to that I say, look around, church. Turn on the news. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. It's all around us. Only he, now catch the capital H there if you have a New King James Bible. The translators are telling you this is deity of some sort, be it Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. Here it's the Holy Spirit because remember, it's his ministry now. Jesus said it can't start unless if I go away. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry. It's the Holy Spirit that's saving people out here today. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains. Now that Greek word is the word kateko. Kata means down. Echo means to hold. It's the same word used in Romans 1, where it says that they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Here, it's the Holy Spirit is like a Hoover Dam. It's Almighty God suppressing all of the evil that's going on here in this world. The mystery of lawlessness, it's already at work. Only he, capital H, he who now restrains will do so until, look at that, there's a time coming when it's going to end. Until he is taken out of the way. And then, catch the word then. And then, after the great restrainer is taken away, and then the lawless one, that's Antichrist, then the lawless one will be revealed, or better yet, poof, unveiled. Like a new car at a car show. Poof, undercover. Apocalypse is the word. And then the lawless one will be unveiled, whom the Lord will consume. Catch it. Not the Holy Spirit will consume. The Lord will consume. Because the Holy Spirit's ministry is going to be done at this point. In other words, once the Holy Spirit is gone from here, that's all she wrote. It's all over. I've said it a million times in here. Once you see Jesus, then it's too late. Once you see him, it's too late. Once you see him, it's too late. Either because you've died and you've left this world, or because he's come back at an hour that you thought not, at a time when you weren't expecting him to. Once you see him, it's too late. The Holy Spirit's not going to consume him. The Lord's going to consume him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. I mean, there ain't no sunglasses in the world that's going to stop you or prevent this from happening to you. So, again, with the ministry of the Holy Spirit is complete, that's it. That's the last opportunity for you to believe in Jesus Christ. And then everyone on planet Earth finally gets their wish. And that is, do what you want with no restraint anymore. You finally get what you want. Like they used to say when I used to watch championship wrestling, they call it no holds barred. At this point, there's no more good to restrain the evil. And right after this, the Lord Jesus will return. The Bible says he's returning in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God or on those who don't obey the gospel. All right, now let's move on here to verse 8 and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I'll clue you guys in on a secret. Satan didn't want me to come to church today. But guess what? I'm here, and he lost. Amen. To the glory of God. Ask my wife. Boy, was I down for the count. But not down for the count because I'm here. Got up at 9. I can go home and be sick later. Not this morning. Verse 8. He said, it is to your advantage that I'm going away. For if I do not go away, then the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Verse 8, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9, of sin. Now catch the word because in each of these verses. You don't need me to tell you. He's going to tell you why himself. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Who's the ruler of this world? Satan, right. But Jesus calls him that twice. John chapter 12, John chapter 14, 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul calls him the God of this world. Okay, let's look at these three things. Number one, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin. And he answers this one plain and simple. The sin is what? Unbelief is the sin. Not sins, plural. Sin, singular. One sin. Unbelief. Unbelief. You see, once you get that right, then everything else will fall into place. Once you realize and understand you're a sinner and you're on a slippery slope on the fast track to hell, once you realize that the man of the glory took your penalty for you and died in your place, get that right, everything else takes care of itself. When you understand that he is offering you the opportunity to be forgiven of sin and to be made right with God and to be in right standing with God and receive eternal life. Once you get that right, then you'll be forgiven of all of your other sins, plural, as well. But the sin of unbelief comes first. You got to deal with that first. Do you believe in the man in the glory? The Bible says even demons believe and shudder. Number two, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of righteousness. Now the Lord Jesus answers this too, starting with the word because. In other words, the Holy Spirit convicts the world by the very fact that the Spirit is here now. It's as if the Holy Spirit was saying, I shouldn't even be here. He says, I'll convict the world of righteousness because, he says, because he's going away. He shouldn't have to go. The Holy Spirit said he shouldn't have to go away. He ought to be ruling and reigning here. The simple fact that he is going away because he was rejected by almost everyone. He will convict the world of righteousness, meaning he was right. He was right. Everyone was wrong. He was right. He is the light of the world. He was right. There is salvation in no one else. He was right. The Holy Spirit's going to convict everyone that he was right. And now he's going away. Out of his own mouth, he said that. I will convict the world of righteousness because I am going away. Now someone else is going to have to come down here. Here's that verse 10 again. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you'll see me no more. Number three, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of judgment because the devil has been judged, he says. And everyone who refuses the Savior will share in his judgment. You see, but Satan has been judged already, is what he's saying here. Which is why he can't repent and say to God, my bad. Someone asked me in here a few weeks ago, what would happen if Satan repented? Would he be able to be forgiven? The answer to that, no. Why? Because he's already been judged. It's already done. It's already done. You can't change it. It's already done. He's already been judged. So those three things, the sin, unbelief. Righteousness, I'm leaving you. A judgment, you're next. You're next. The devil used to be God's powerful angel. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28. I'm just going to read a couple verses here for you. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12. Okay, here we go. It says, thus says the Lord. Now, he's talking to Satan in this text. Look at who this angel used to be. Thus says the Lord, you were the seal of perfection. You were full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. This dude was a walking accordion. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. Now the Lord Jesus says he has already been judged. Now, as for you, I give you guys a warning and a promise. First, the warning. It is the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 18. The Lord says, he who does not believe is condemned already. Now, you see, he's going to link you right there with this devil that's already been judged. Just like him, you have the choice of following in his footsteps, which are already established. You've already been judged. You're already condemned. You haven't been judged yet because it's still today. And you still can change your destiny today. Not like the devil has already been judged. Again, he who does not believe is condemned already. Boy, talk about having a monkey on your back. This is your sentence from the Son of God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You stand already condemned before a holy God. That's the sentence without the proper defense attorney. You're already condemned because you're already guilty. The Bible again says the wages of sin is death. And you've sinned. Now the good news. The good news is you can change the court's ruling. You can change the ruling today. This doesn't have to be your destiny, which is why the word today is in the Bible like it is. And it's presented to you right here and now, wherever you may be, whether or not you're on the radio, whether or not you're watching on YouTube, whether or not you're on Facebook. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 declares this. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, you see, not the Son, it's not his ministry anymore. The Holy Spirit says, and now he's going to let you recollect something that the Father said way back when. He's doing what he does. He's bringing to your recollection something that was already said in the past. So therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear, if you will hear, it's your choice. Today, if you will, if you're willing to hear his voice today, that you are a sinner and that the wages of sin is death and that the Son of God died in your place and you can have everlasting eternal life by calling on his name. Amen. If you're willing to do that, This is what he says. Today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and they tried me. They saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. And I said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they should not enter my rest. Now the Lord Jesus says, he says, behold, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. The Apostle Paul says, 2 Corinthians 6, he says, we then as workers together with him, we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, again, bringing this up for your recollection, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped you. Then Paul says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. We are running out of time, church. I'm worried to death about what I see in Israel. That's always the heartbeat of what's going on in the world, am I right? Look at Israel. They're on the brink of World War III. And that ain't going to happen because the Bible says the deliverer is going to come out of Zion. And he will turn away ungodliness from This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And the gifts and the calling of God, by golly, are irrevocable. Which means something's going to happen first. Something's going to happen first. This is why he's pleading with us, saying, today, now is the acceptable time. Today, if you're willing to hear his voice, don't be characterized as having the sin of unbelief. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. Whoever believes in him, the Lord says, is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. See, you're not condemned for how much money you do or don't put in the offering plate. You're not condemned for how much property you gave away to the church or what some minister or priest forced you to do. You were condemned or not condemned by believing in the name of the Son of God. That's all you have to do. All who call on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. Not how much money you give. Do you believe? Many of you right now, as we speak, and you guys watching this on YouTube, many of you right now are in the valley of decision, as the prophet calls it. The Lord Jesus has told you the way that it is. Whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Once he cracks these skies and returns, it's all over. It's all over. Do you believe in the Son? But I'm not going to leave you hanging while they're getting ready and coming up here. Let's pray. And I ask my church family to be praying for those that are less fortunate than you. And they've not made a decision to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. Plus, I'm not going to assume that you have. But pray with me, and if I'm not talking to you, pray that those that need to be convicted of this will. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I call on your name today. I receive you right here and now as my Lord and as my Savior. Please change my sentence from condemned to pardoned and saved. I turn and repent from my evil ways, and I call out to you today. and I trust you, Lord Jesus, for my salvation. Write my name down in your book of life here today, Lord. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that I pray. Amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.